I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
A bizarre story I saw on KSLNewsRadio.com yesterday. A man was arrested by customs at JFK Airport in New York for smuggling. Tucked inside his jacket and taped around his legs, not drugs, no, hair curlers. And inside each hair curler was a small bird stuffed inside. Now, why would a guy smuggle 35 little finches into America? Well, the answer is for the singing competition. Of course.
Birds is like a racehorse. The guy with the good bird, he get bragging rights.
In New York, this is a man known as the Bird King of Queens. Ray Harinarian is an immigrant from Guyana in South America, where bird singing competitions are a form of entertainment. And now they do it here in the U.S. Competitors bring their birds in cages into a park for head-to-head sing-offs. Each cage is placed on a pole, and the rest of it might as well be Avian Idol. Now, if you think there's cruelty involved in this, no.
I'm not doing nothing illegal with the birds. We're not hurting the birds in any way.
Owners coddle these birds with protein diets and selective breeding because in a Sunday competition, the bird that makes the most bird calls in the course of an hour can win $10,000. No wonder there's a finch smuggling ring. By the way, 36-year-old Kevin McKenzie says he was paid $3,000 to smuggle the finches into America. He's been released by customs on $25,000 bond. The smuggler is now free as a bird. Won't you fly? Jam. When Kevin McKenzie goes to court, you better hope these finches don't sing like canaries.
Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News, only on KSL News Radio.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.